Hey, this is MuckDog from themoneygoround.com. It is Saturday, November 19th, 2011. This is audioboo number 123. A lot of things going on this week. So I'm going to talk a little bit about the stock market this coming week. Warren Buffett. Social media, social networking, stocks, ETFs, Black Friday, Wells Fargo, energy. Pretty exciting stuff, right? Well, let's start with the coming week. It's kind of funny that, basically whatever happens in the market, it's, hey, that something must have happened in Europe, right? It's always, we're driven by what's going on in Europe, so... Running from MarketWatch.com, so you know it must be true. Investors will continue to monitor yields on the 10-year French, Italian, and Spanish government bonds, which drove stock market volatility last week. Quote, the closer we get to unsustainable debt levels in Europe, the more likely investors become panicked about the contagion effect, said Jeff Sica, might be Jeff Sica, President and Chief Investment Officer of Sica Wealth Management. Well, there you go. I mean, just think about it. Is that statement anything different than what we've been experiencing for the past year with regards to Europe and the effect of what's going on there and the worries that it might spread elsewhere? I don't think so. I think it's kind of repeating the obvious, but it sure sounds smart. Wednesday is the deadline for the Congressional Super Committee. Come up with more than he's come up with some spending cuts, right? They're looking at a $1.2 trillion tag over the next 10 years, which is $120 billion a year, which is basically nothing. Why even bother? We need more like probably $12 trillion in spending cuts over the next 10 years, at least, right? But that's not going to happen. We know it's not going to happen. It seems like we're kind of have this unstoppable motion. Going forward, that we're just going to keep deficit spending until we can't do it anymore. Till, for whatever reason, the bond market, the markets in general, just stop us from doing it. But right now, it's just threats, it's fears, and it's creating a lot of volatility, right? So if they don't reach a deal by this time, automatic budget cuts will begin in 2013. But who believes that? I mean, don't you think that? There's going to be some congressional changes. I mean, are they really going to cut that much from defense or any kind of social spending? I don't think so. And my problem, too, is that whatever, if we give them an extra dollar in tax revenue, they seem to spend about $1.20, right? So it doesn't really matter if they raise taxes or not. They'll just continue to spend more. Let's see, what else? Last week, trading volumes, lowest level since July 18th. And I think people are getting kind of tired of it, right? Yeah, let's move on. Basically, let's see. Well, let's talk about Thanksgiving week in general. Generally, I heard the statement that 10 past years from Veterans Day to the end of the year, into December, that the stock market's been up 10 out of 10 and 22 out of 24. There's been some years where that hasn't been a huge winner, right? Just a fraction, fractional gains, but this year, I don't know how we're doing overall since Veterans Day. I would assume it's a little bit up, but we had a little bit down last week, so it might be close to flat. So those who want to get long, hey, maybe now's the time if that trend is going to hold true. And Thanksgiving week is usually positive, right? But remember how the Friday after Thanksgiving used to always be a positive day? I don't think it has been in the past couple of days. I think that gets front-loaded now. I think a lot of it happens before, so yeah, maybe that'll happen Monday. I don't know. So I don't know. I'm actually thinking about increasing my beta a little bit for the end year, even though things don't look that great right now. Warren Buffett. This is also from MarketWatch, The Weekend Investor, by Christopher Hinton. So you know it must be true. He started off his opening paragraph. Warren Buffett prompted investors to do a double take when the latest portfolio report from Berkshire Hathaway Inc. was released. So you know this is the guy... Warren Buffett, who said he didn't understand tech, wouldn't invest in tech, blah, blah, blah. Well, now, he bought IBM, he bought Intel. But as I mentioned on the blog, you know what? Both these companies have dividends, right? So he likes dividends, and you can't fault him for that. And actually, I kind of like it too. But as I mentioned on the blog too, it's like I don't want to buy after Warren Buffett buys. I mean, not immediately after, anyways. There always seems to be this kind of rush. The news headlines say, "Hey, Warren Buffett bought these stocks." It doesn't matter what stock it is, but whatever stock you buy, there seems to be a little bit of bump after the news is released. And I'd like to know before he buys, but since I can't, then I think if I wanted to add some IBM or Intel, and I was thinking Intel for some reason, I don't know. It's just nothing on the technicals, just thinking that that might be something I want to add to my portfolio. Also because of the dividends, I'm looking more at stocks that do that too, that share their cash with the investors. But anyway, so but I would wait a little bit because sometimes I've noticed after the initial bump from the Buffett bump, there seems to be a little bit of a fallback somewhat after that. You got to wait for that initial enthusiasm to wane. Anything else in here? Anyways, so that's Warren Buffett. So social media stocks. Well, there's been some of those that come out. LinkedIn, Groupon, and I don't know if Groupon's social media, but it's certainly internet related. Create some hype, get 50% off a massage, something like that, right? Well, now there's a social media ETF. This is from Chuck Jaffe, also from MarketWatch, where he's talking about Global X Funds lost the first global ETF to focus on social media companies. So it's SOCL is the ticker. And Chuck Jaffe gives it the stupid investment of the week. I want to talk just a little bit going back to the year 2000 and B2B, business to business stocks. That was the craze back then, kind of the internet business to business. I can't even remember what it was all about, but it was kind of a high flyer in early 2000. And then when the dot-com crashed, it got taken out to the woodshed, right? But it was also kind of a, it came at the end of the big 90s, the 90s boom, right? Where people were clamoring to get into these stocks and participate in some of these gains, and well, here's another one. So maybe this is a contrarian indicator that the bull market since was it 2009? It's getting long in the tooth. Some of this stuff comes out. So anyways, Jaffe says that the social media ETF is just the gimmicky technology-oriented ETF. Anyways. All right, so that's that, and we're going to get some more social media ETFs, right? We're going to get our social media stocks. Looks like Facebook's going to come, and Yelp. I like going to Yelp. I don't even know what their ads say, but whenever I look for a restaurant review, I go to Yelp. Hey, the ETF I just said, the SOCL, looks like it opened on this week at, I want to say, about $15 a share, and now it's 14.40. So not a huge sell-off this week. What's that? Well, I guess it's a little bit, right? Anyways, so that's that ETF. Black Friday, AT&T says. Black Friday, AT&T unveils deals. More shoppers plan to hit stores. This is in Washington Post. So it must be true. I have a Black Friday app for the iPhone. It's called, well, Black Friday. And I've been looking at it, but I don't know if I'm going to get that $300 50-inch plasma TV. I mean, I'd like to, but I don't want to go on Thanksgiving Day or Thanksgiving night or even at the crack of dawn on Friday to get it. So I probably won't participate. But it looks like there's going to be lots of phones and smart pads, not named iPad. Of course, they won't discount. But any of the other ones that are competitors now to the Kindle Fire and to the iPad, they may get some price cuts, right? But it looks like, and I think the economy is better than folks think, than the papers are saying. I think just on my anecdotal going to Cheesecake Factory and BJ's, I think there's going to be a lot of spending this year. So it looks like there's going to be an Occupy, about Occupy Wall Street. It looks like there's going to be an Occupy Black Friday movement that occupies, I don't know, they're going to protest malls and corporate stores. And the goal is to bring the economy to a halt on the one day they won't be able to ignore us. I mean, are we really able to ignore them? I mean, they're on TV all the time, right? So if somebody's not pooping on the sidewalk or getting stabbed or raped, I mean, something's going on at the Occupy movements, right? Wells Fargo cutting technology jobs and cost drive. This is from Reuters. Wells Fargo and company plans to cut technology and operations jobs by the end of this year as the bank tries to eliminate more than $1.5 billion of quarterly operating expenses. I think this makes sense for a lot of companies. I mean, and I'm in the IT business, and as an application developer, looks like there's a lot of duplication. I mean, there needs to be a way. There's got to be a way to consolidate things. Of course, that's bad for my industry, so I don't really want that to happen. But if I look at it, if I take a step back, I think cutting technology jobs probably not the worst thing in the world, especially if you could figure out a way to consolidate, offshore, offload, share. Do something because everybody has their own IT department, and you got to think, boy, is there a way to save some money there? Let's see what Wells Fargo says. Wells Fargo has said it's looking to trim up to $188 million of its quarterly expenses for technology and staff, so more job cuts could come this area. So getting the blame is that financial institutions are looking to tighten their belts. And the banks often target technology because the reductions can be invisible to customers. And I think that's true. Of course, we all do our banking via the internet now, right? So if they cut technology and affects the internet, it would be visible. Okay, let's talk about oil and energy because there's some energy debates going on right now. And I'm going to pull up a quick chart of oil because I think oil went from the stock market bottom on October 4th. You remember that day, right? That's the day you went all in, just like the rest of us. And it's been quite a rally. I mean, it kind of had a bunch of gains and then kind of been trading sideways, right? But oil at that time, I think oil was about, and now I'm not looking at the chart, but I think it was about $74, right? And then you look at last week, it was back over $102. So what a move in oil. And you think that oil prices going up means what? Gasoline prices go up, and a lot of the stuff that we pay for that requires transportation goes up as well. So that's one of the economic stoppers. Whenever gasoline gets over $4 a gallon, which it seems to be about to do here in California, it is for Super, which goes into my stupid sports car. Anyways, I think that affects folks. You know, you spend an extra $20-$30 a week on gasoline. I think it. You know, most folks live on their last dollar, live to their last dollar, and this makes the end of the month come sooner. You know. Your paycheck doesn't stretch to the end of the month, as they say. But I'm looking at USL here. USL is an ETF, one of the oil ETFs. It was about $34 on October 4th, and on the 16th of November, it was $44, a little over $44. Of course, it took a little bit of a dive down to $43 on the 17th, and for some reason, my quote hasn't updated for yesterday. But anyways, you get the idea, right? So let's see what this article says. It's from the House of Rep. No, it was from Fox News. Well, then you know it must be true for sure. This talks about Solyndra. All right, alternative energy investment, blah, blah, blah. So this is really more about the direction of the country and oil prices going up. And I think that also shows not just the stock market's gone up, but the economy is getting better. Things are improving, so. Well, hey, it's Saturday. I'm going to go turn on some college football and maybe look at some charts. Update my quotes at least because they seem to be off by a day. And I know I updated it yesterday. Maybe the quote wasn't in on this one. You never know. Anyways, hey, I hope you're having a great one. And today's music from PodSafeMusicAtMusicAlley.com is Stripwired with Dirty Love. See ya.